and the big pranay to in the lotus feet of Krishna by their eyes, but we cannot do. If we be dear, then we can have chance to pray like this. Narayan can tell that I have no prem in Krishna lotus feet, but we can tell that we have prem, we have bhakti, we have shraddha. But I see that I have no smell of shraddha yet. What to tell nishtha? So many anartha are there. I anubhav karta hun, I realize. When I jab tulna karta hun dusron se, compare to others, you, I see that I have nothing like so guru nishtha and shraddha. How he is qualified, he has wrote so many books and he can do so. But yet so mane aise ki hamare paas bhi aa jate hain aur kehte hain kuch nahi janta. He comes to me in humble way, like you all, no pratishtha, nothing, have given up, but I have so pratishtha, I become angry also. Srimati Radhika is telling everywhere, Ashlishva Padratang Pinashtumam Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotiva Jatha Tatha Vidadhatu Lampato Mat Prana Thastusa. If I will see that any gopi or any maid servant of gopi, Krishna wants them, I will be maid servant of that, and I will please that lady that she should meet to Krishna. He has told about Pulindi Kanya in Srimad Bhagavatam. Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabjaraga. That we will. Purna Pulinda Urugaya. He wants to be a Pulindi or maid servant of Pulindi. He tells that I have no prem like that Pulindi. We meet Krishna, but the mode does not come like Pulindi. We meet direct to Krishna. They are not meeting direct to Krishna. Only the dust of feet. And that dust feet is not Krishna of others. But yet they are in touch and they become so. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken this mode from Radhika. Na prema gandhasti darapi me haru krandami saubhagya bharam pradashti. All will come when Shuddha Sattva comes from ragatmic associates. We are doing everything from lower to up, we are doing to get there. But when that very Shuddha Sattva will come from associates in our heart, then automatically everything will be going on. We should wait for that. And we should practice till it does not come in our heart. But I think that it will come by and by. As Shraddha comes, not at once. If anartha are going, nishtha is coming, and as much as nishtha is coming, ruchi is also coming in the same time. And ruchi is coming, asakti very Because all are the same, fraction of Shuddha Sattva Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. We think that first Nishtha will come, then Ruchi will come, and then after that Asakti will come, and when Asakti will be completed, then that thing will come, and then Prema will come. I think not like this. But we cannot say other than this.
You mean they all come at the same time, drop by drop?
Not as we think. Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur has said, but we cannot understand as that. According to our qualification, great, we can understand all this. They have written everything anyhow. But we are in Maya, we cannot. As soon as our heart will be pure, in the same degree all things will come. Shraddha is also part of Prem. So this is Prem, but very little sparkle. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Latavi. It seems that it is not in the heart of Jiva. Guru and Krishna gifts. But anywhere it has been written, also something in Jiva heart. So we will understand fully when we will have all these things. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, I read it before 40 years before. But when I read, everything new and new things come.
Devotees, they want to classify or place another devotee or themselves according to the steps that Rupa Goswami has given, like Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, Narthanivritti, Nishtha. They'll say, this devotee, he is at the stage of Narthanivritti. This devotee is Bhajana Kriya. This devotee is Kanistha Adhikari. And I myself, I am between Kanistha Adhikari and Madhyama Adhikari. Is this advisable to classify, or is it something that is not proper for a Vaishnava to classify different persons and make the judgment?
Well, his Madhyama Adhikari, he can guess like so, but not Uttama Adhikari and Kanistha, they cannot. Because in Srimad Bhagavat and Tattva, that Sandarbh is stated like so. Madhyam Adhikari, at least Madhyam Madhyam, they can judge like so. And they can give respect to according to their stage. Uttama Adhikari says everyone is serving Krishna. Kanishtha Adhikari says that not anyone, even Uttama Adhikari, he cannot judge whether he is Uttama Adhikari or not, and he can do. So sometimes he can may be opposite to Uttama Adhikari also, and he can यानी उनका आलोचना करता है, क्रिटिसाइज देम, बट उत्तम अधिकारी डज नॉट डू लाइक्स. मध्यम अधिकारी ऑल्सो सम थिंक केयरफुल अबाउट दिस. He only sees the quality of Bhakti. Sukhdev Goswami can rebuke Kamsa, and he can tell Kamsa Pansul and so many words. Bhajakul Pansul and Asur, he can tell, but Narad. Is so high stage. Narad Rishi is Param Guru to Sukhdev Goswami.
In the seventh canto, the gopis by Kama, Kamsa by Maya, and so on, which is also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Somebody has commented that at first some of the gopis, maybe Sadhana Siddha gopis, they had some come to enjoy with Krishna, not at all.
Even in our stage we don't want, but it may come, but we really don't want. Then what to that stage? When were they were Baddha, then come maybe. But when they were doing Aradhana or Sadhana, may we tell that Raghunath Das Goswami has any kaam or any Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami? No. So, some of gopis are Dandakaranyavasi, some are Sruti Chari, some are Upanishad Chari. Upanishad means no kaam at all. Sruti has no kaam at all. But kaam and prem like similar thing. But yet they are both not one. Sometimes bad things come in our heart and good things also come in our heart. To serve Gurudev, to serve Vaishnava, to serve Radha and Krishna. And so good things are coming. But both are not same. All the good things which are coming, it is not of from my or mind. But kaam is coming from our mind. It is very kathin hai. It is very hard to know whether it has come from mind or whether it coming from there.
Are there any symptoms?